Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Ow! I have to laugh again because the enemy is so upset with this word, as I was saying in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost. America! Hallelujah. There's a day of reckoning that is upon us. Hallelujah. I said there's a day of reckoning that we are going to be held accountable to. You can't escape that day as long as you come on here. Every person is appointed to die, okay? And then the judgment. But this nation is in trouble with God. We don't like to talk about it. I don't care what's going on in the politics and the campaigns and all of this other nonsense. Praise God and thank God. God bless America and all of that. I praise God for being a citizen. Amen. Hallelujah. But I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God got tired. Hallelujah. And he said, listen, it grieves him to his heart. Look at what the Bible says. It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Oh, what a horrible thing. For your parents to look at you and say, I don't know what I did, but I should have never gave birth to this. Oh, what a horrible thing. For your mama or daddy, who loved you so much, that gave you everything, to say, I don't know what in the world I was thinking when I gave birth to this. I'm so sorry I had this child. I should have had an abortion. Y'all don't want to have no real son. God was grieved at what he saw. This was not his intention, for his people to behave in such a manner. But let the devil take complete control. Oh! By the way, if you have any open doors to sin, you better shut them quick. If your door frame ain't right, get in replaced. Because the king is on the way. And he's coming quickly. Hallelujah. Ready or not, ready or not, ready or not. Here he comes, here he comes. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud. Ah! Let's go to Matthew 24 quickly. Let's go there quickly. Look at what he says here. This is Jesus talking, and he got something to say. Hallelujah. He warns us here about the times that are happening right now. Look at what he said. He lets us know that the days are going to, just like what we just read about in Genesis 6, just like the days of Noah. Look at what he said. Heaven and earth, we in verse 35, shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What is that saying to us tonight? Hallelujah! We ain't got time to play. Look at what happened back in Noah's time. Can we go back to Genesis for a minute? Noah was warned by God. Let's go there. Let's go there. He was told, listen here, son. I'm paraphrasing it. This will be a problem because I'm about to wrap this up. The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Lord have mercy. He said, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. He gave him specific measurements. Look at what he told him. This is the fashion, or this is the way that you're going to do it. You're not going to build what you want to build. I don't need your architecture, Noah. But I need you to obey my instructions. Hallelujah. He said the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. God was very specific about how he wanted things to be done. And he's very specific right now for what he wants to do to save your soul. He said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him, he sent his only son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's real specific. And then Jesus goes on to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The devil don't like it, but I don't care. There's only one way to get to the real God. And it's through Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach Tiskenu. Yeah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He was very specific when he went on to say, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. My question to you tonight is, what are you building? Are you building your ark of safety the way the Lord said? Are you doing your own thing? Do it. What are you building? Is your house built on sand, or is it built out on a solid rock? What are you building? Is your house for a firm foundation? Will it be able to stand the fear of the winds that's about to blow again? Even in this nation, if you think 911 was something, you ain't seen nothing yet. You got to build your home on things eternal. Set your affections on the things that are above, not in the earth beneath. Build. Build your ark. Build it according to the Lord's instructions. Come out from among them and be separated. Build with 5 o'clock prayer in the morning. Build with fasting. Yow! Build. You got to build. Build. Praying in the spirit. Yow! You got to build. Listen. There are a lot of ways. Come on, let's look at the earth now. Let's look at the way things are right now. Hallelujah to God. Bless the Lord, my soul, tonight. Somebody's listening. Somebody's getting it. You know you ain't been building right. You know that shack ain't part of your, come on here. The materials for your foundation. You know that lust to come on up in here. Masturbating and watching pornography ain't part of your, come on up in here tonight. Materials for your building. Now, if you're building a hell boat, that's different. Halabosha. Listen here. Deliverance is available for you tonight. Hallelujah. I said deliverance is available for you tonight so that you can build properly. You know what would have happened to Noah and his children and their wives and his wife if he did not obey God and build the way the Lord told him to the measurements for a minute? He said, I want you to put a window. Now let's just look at that for a minute in verse 16. Suppose Noah had not put a window. Oh, God. Lord have mercy. That window was the opening through which God was going to confirm to him when the right time was to exit the ark after the flood. Hallelujah. Suppose he would have said, but Lord, I don't want to build no window. I ain't got time to build no window. I don't want to see what's going on outside the window. I'm scared. You got to build the way he say. Hallelujah. Now, let me say something else to y'all. Listen here. You, a lot of people, y'all trying to take in the ark, but you ain't going to go. You know that? Hallelujah. Not because, hear me now, don't hear me, hear the Holy Ghost. Not because God don't love them. But we on a clock, baby. Do y'all hear me tonight? We are on a time limit. That's why the Bible says you got to make your calling and your election sure. Make sure, listen, make full proof of your ministry. What else did he say? Work while it's day. Because the night soon cometh when no man can work. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. See, he's letting us know we're on a time schedule. And it is his divine time schedule. Hallelujah. So I want you to look at something else. I want you to look at something else. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, and we're almost done. Wow, the Lord extended our time tonight. I thank God for that. See how the enemy cut up and God blessed in the midst of it? Let's look at this. In Hebrews 11, the Word of God lets us know that Father Abraham, look at verse 8, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Let me read that again. By faith, okay, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he did not know at the time, when God first told him to leave his father's house, was going to be his inheritance, but he went out in faith, okay? When he was called to go out into a place which he should receive for an inheritance, he had no clue at first. Obey! All right. And he went out not knowing whither he went. Abraham didn't even know where he was going, but he heard a word. Some of y'all riding on a word right now. Baby, you riding on the right thing. Don't worry about what it feels in your flesh. Don't let the emotions get in the way of what the word of God told you. What did God say? Hallelujah. You got to hold on to what it said. Hallelujah. You might be feeling like that right now. Come on here. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. I mean, I have some hopes and dreams and desires, but the way things are going, I'm going to get my blind faith. Whatever he say, sit down, I'm sitting down. Pick up a piece of paper and write your name. Come on here. Hallelujah. We have to learn to be faithful in the little things in order to build properly. Hallelujah. How are you going to build a skyscraper you can't even sweep your floor in your heart? Y'all with me? Hallelujah. Come on. Let's read some more. He didn't know where he was going. Verse 9, by faith, still talking about Abraham, he sojourned in the land of promise, strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked, look at that, for a city which had foundations. A city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Can I tell y'all something before we get off the airwaves tonight? Make sure that God is building your stuff. Listen to me here tonight. Please listen. A lot of us have built things in the past, okay? And it doesn't mean that God wasn't in it. And just because it looked like it failed, Lord, I feel God tonight. Ow! Or because it looked like progress has been delayed. Kandi Yobokushma. Hallelujah. We got to trust that the one who is in charge, who we are still learning how to relinquish the reins to, and take our hand off stuff, he has a plan. And he is going to complete what he has started. If you don't know nothing else, you got to know that. A lot of us have built things, Lord, and have listened, God, I love you, listened to people, that have offered us cheaper materials. Say, you're going to do all that? You're going to spend all that money on that? You're going to spend all that time and prayer on that? I got here tonight. You can use Elmer's glue rather than Gorilla Glue. Or use the already all-purpose cement versus the one you got to mix yourself that's higher quality and cost more. Your anointing is costly. Don't be cheap with your building. And don't let the devil talk you out of your blessing by being disobedient and lazy. Oh, God. Everybody want to shine to Jesus, but nobody want to work. You got to build right. Andase, come on. Hallelujah. And if you let him build it, you ain't going to be popular. You might as well get it in your spirit right now. You going to follow Jesus all the way? Or you going to be like some 70 disciples that got offended at his word and walked away and left him? Oh, it's happening tonight. When the love of many is waxing cold. Oh, God, if there's a great falling away, beloved, you got to build. Build using what God gave you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Don't you get tripped up by what you see in the natural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to that one tonight who's threatening to throw the towel in. Because you said, I've been waiting so long. Everybody been watching. Everybody, God, we love you tonight. Everybody been watching me build this thing. And all of a sudden, it seemed like everybody walked off the project. Y'all don't want to talk. The construction workers ran out. Oh! Every contractor that signed up to help birth the vision is gone. Can I encourage you tonight? What you have is precious, beloved. Please listen to the Holy Ghost tonight. God allowed you to have certain contractors in your construction plan to teach you who is him and who's not, to teach him what's him and what's not, to teach him what is authentic and what's not, to teach you how to humble yourself and trust him for every breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of what he has allowed us to humble you. Hallelujah. So that you can really receive and maintain what he's getting ready to deposit. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Your building still won't go up. But God is very jealous over his creation. Hallelujah. He's jealous over his handiwork. And when it's all said and done, his name won't be all over it. There will be no mistake in whether it's Wendy's or Burger King. Y'all here with me tonight? Every place, every business, every establishment has its own signature and trademark. God has marked you with his name. Hallelujah. You're different for a reason. He made you different for a reason. You cannot fit in for a reason. Hallelujah. You're supposed to look like everybody else. You're not supposed to be like everybody else. I mean, now listen, if you want to be like those that drive in the flood, that's all right. Because everybody was partying and boogie-hooking and shaking and a flex and then a twerking and everything else until the day that the flood came and God shut the door. He about to shut the door, beloved. Do you hear me tonight? I said, he's about to shut that door. Cover your families. Woo! In the ark of prayer. Cover your neighbors in the ark of prayer. Hallelujah. Your enemies. Come on, if God allow you. Let me explain what I mean now. Jesus told us to bless those who curse us, pray for them who despitefully use us, and say all manner of evil against us falsely for his sake, right? Oh, God. But there comes a point where even the enemies of the cross, God said, I don't want to hear no more. Now, that's going to step on somebody's toe, and I'm going to probably get a few emails and inboxes. Bring it on! In Jesus' name. Let me give you an example. I'm going to stop yelling, I think. Samuel kept going to God about Saul. All right? And it got to a point where God said, why are you still crying over him? I'm finished. I done chose me another king, hon. Get yourself together and move on. Let the dead bury their dead. That's for somebody. Hallelujah. But we got to cover your community with the ark of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unsaved loved ones, the ones that so saved, pray for them still. Pray for our government. We are in trouble. Listen, a lot of folk may not want to listen, and it's all right with me. I have to get the blood off me. It's not going to be no blood on my hand. Is that all right? We are in trouble. Trouble. You got people saying the same thing to you that they're saying to Noah. Oh, you've been saying rain all these years. Ain't nothing ever happened. They said the same thing about the rapture. Oh, they say the end of the world is coming. They said after years, this before my grandfather. Okay, you sit right there. When it starts raining, it's too late. When that door of the ark is shut, it's too late. Ask the five foolish virgins about it. Ask them about it. Well, you can't ask them. Go to the word of God. Hallelujah. They played around. Played with their oil. Oh, God, please don't play with what God put on your life. Let him process you his way. I tell you again, I admonish you in the name of Jesus. Stop worrying about folk. Let God cut. Let him gut out. Let him sift. Let him shift. Let him bake you. Let him roll you over and punch you, flatten you out, whatever he has to do. Hallelujah. He loves you. And that which he's entrusting you to build, it's going to be an ark of safety for others. Hallelujah. Got to do it his way, beloved. You got to do it his way. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. And you will bump your head into the wall every time you try to build your way. Maybe you don't need a hammer. Hallelujah. Maybe you need a mallet. Glory to God. Maybe you don't need nails. Perhaps you need screws. And a screwdriver. Maybe you don't need cement. Oh, God. Maybe God wants you to plant some seeds for grass. Hallelujah. For landscaping. Whatever it is. Glory to God. That the Holy Ghost be the one who's building for you and in you and through you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The hour's growing late. Shall we spend these last few moments of broadcast in prayer? Hallelujah. Father, we love you tonight. Father, we love you, and we have heard a sobering message tonight. A question that you have asked us by means and by way of your Holy Ghost. What are we building? Oh, God. Father, for the things that we have touched, materials that we have laid our hands on to try to put in the construction process that you were not pleased with. Father, please forgive us. Father, please forgive us in the name of Jesus. Blot out our presumptions and our assumptions, our know-it-all attitudes. Oh, God, please forgive us tonight. In the name of Jesus, cast this sin away from us. As far as the east is from the west, into the sea of forgetfulness, even as thou hast promised. Hallelujah. Father, I'm praying that you would give us the discernment to know when you have halted a project versus when you are telling us that you have to do a demolition work and start all over again. Give us the discernment that we need. Hallelujah, to know your times and your seasons for all things. Father, help us to embrace that when you have us alone and in isolation, you're enhancing vision. Yes. You are blessing and anointing the architecture and blueprint of that which you've given us to build for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I bind the hand of the enemy that will try to cause for the most discouragement, oppression, depression, suicidal thoughts, and tendencies. Temptations to drink alcohol and take pills and fornicate, commit adultery. Jesus! Oh! Oh! We plead the blood over this airway right now. You ain't got to gamble, beloved. The silver and the gold belong to God. And our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So to pick up those scratch cards, in the name of Jesus, trust God. You put it down, leave it down. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen your people right now. Strengthen your people right now, Master. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I loose your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. Every yoke of distress, every yoke of sleepless nights and torment, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I loose repentance. We will no longer pick up tools to build the way we think. We will lay before you and wait for specific instructions on how to build the ark. We will keep ourselves consecrated unto you so that we can win souls to bring into the ark of safety. Hallelujah. Even through prayer and witnessing and being examples of the believers. Only for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Only by the power of the Holy Ghost can we do these things. Father, we thank you for your grace. We honor you for your grace in this last hour. Father, remember those who are lost. Remember the backslider, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over our nation and the nations of the world. Father, remember the precious souls that are hanging in the balance in the valley of decision. We thank you for using us like never before in prayer to call forth your souls into your kingdom in time harvest. We decree and declare it shall be great because you said so. We honor you and thank you for this hour in which you're pouring out your spirit upon all flesh. Continue to have your way in the work of the ministry. Continue to be glorified in us in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, look at God. Will you look at God? We got cut off on this broadcast, I think twice. No, once. My scriptures went out the window. Hallelujah. And then we got cut off. Then the Holy Spirit said that I could come back on live for an extra 30 minutes. Isn't he beautiful? I pray that you've been blessed tonight by this word. I pray the Spirit will continue to minister to your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit in the name of Jesus, that you will be edified and strengthened in your mind and in your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be encouraged, stay encouraged. Know that God is with you and he will never leave you. In Jesus' name, until next week, same time, same station, God bless you and continue to talk about love. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.